Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The Morning After News Update.
Take it, friends. Arm yourselves with knowledge.
Since Chrissy Bones, NFL news, not a big shocker yesterday. Le'Veon Bell did not sign his Steelers franchise tender by Tuesday's deadline. Corey, who's the guy behind him? Samuels, is it?
Jalen Samuels.
Therefore, Le'Veon not eligible to play this season. Bell foregoes his entire $14.45 million season salary and is unlikely to ever play another down with Pittsburgh.
Highly unlikely. The Pittsburgh Steelers just made another $14 million this year then.
They certainly did.
Steelers to keep the money.
Steelers have two options: let Bell walk into free agency when the new league year begins in March, or place him under the transition tag, which they can do February
19th. If they transition tag him, that's going to be, you talking about a fight, he might take them people to court. Now, what I do find interesting is when he does hit, when the league year ends and he does hit free agency, you have a situation where a player just turned down money, held out a year for a bigger contract. He has a year of health. He turned down the money. If he goes to another team and gets that contract, more and more players are going to start saying, you know what? Let me not play under the tag. Let me save my body and then go into free agency and get a big contract.
He's going to end up screwing himself and get the same. He's going to get the same damn deal anyway.
Because the owners are going to collude against him to get the same. The owners are going to come. Exactly. That's not right.
Oh, dude.
Rashard McCants is right.
You know what else wasn't right? That his own teammates threw him under the bus.
That's true, too.
Right? He stood up to try to get a bigger contract. And it's basically like if you try to get paid more and we all just state, oh, you know what? You're already making too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You either say nothing or you have your teammates back.
Another no-brainer in the NFL on Tuesday, the league decided to relocate Monday night's Rams-Chiefs midseason Super Bowl to L.A. after deciding the field conditions in Mexico City after the Shakira concert are substandard.
The field really was bad.
Too much rain and too many soccer games,
like,
to it, as Tekka
so
Stadium
bad
did
from
not
a concert?
Help.
I don't get it.
They didn't put boarding down on the grass, and it rained in Mexico often. They had a couple of concerts in a row, and they literally had like 160,000 people standing on the grass.
Oh.
They trashed it.
I thought it was because it's not really safe for Americans to go to Mexico right now.
No.
It's not, though. You know,
no,
that,
it's,
right?
No, it's no more dangerous
the
now.
The drug cartel.
All right.
No, it's bad.
What cartels?
The drugs. Drug cartel.
What drug cartels? Like, there's no drug
anytime
cartels.
Anytime you go to Mexico, you don't want to wander too far from the resort.
I know. That's why I can't
probably
go.
A good idea.
I would probably do
silver
that.
Lining in all of this. Besides, the Rams get a home game at the Coliseum.
You do stick out, though. Yeah,
I
a little
know.
Different.
And I'd be like, hi, what's up, guys?
After an extremely difficult week in Los Angeles with the mass shooting at Thousand Oaks, then the wildfires, the Rams announced they'll be putting thousands of comp tickets out to first responders and people most affected by the recent tragedies. On a related note from Major League Baseball, Phillies manager Gabe Kapler is now one of the many California residents who have lost their homes to raging fires, losing his family's Malibu home in the Woolsey fire. Kapler spoke about it yesterday, saying, quote, keep talking about it. We're good. Our family is good. There are a lot of other families who are not. All that remains of the Kapler home in Malibu is a steel staircase.
Oh, man.
Nothing else left.
Sorry to hear that.
NBA. It's the worst fire in American history. Yeah. It's out of control.
NBA news. Jimmy Butler makes his 76ers debut on Michelle's birthday tonight in Orlando. Jimmy says winning a championship is main priority, saying, quote, I already got enough money. He also said with a straight face, I'm a great teammate. As for the money, the prop bets are out.
He won a championship. He got to go to Golden State.
Jimmy is +350 to lead the game in scoring tonight. The over-under for his points tonight, 19.5. Warriors, of course, suspended Draymond Green for one game without pay for conduct detrimental to the team following the altercation the night earlier with KD. GM Bob Myers declined to offer specifics, just said, we just felt like this rose to the level of acting the way we did.
Last time Bob Myers addressed the team was last year when they was having the technical foul issues. They kept getting teed up and thrown out the game. He had to come down and address the team then. If Bob Myers comes into the address the team, it's serious
here's
business.
Here's the best take. My favorite take on this whole thing. Klay Thompson's take now on the drama. Quote, once we go on a little win streak, it will not matter, and this will be in the past like a ponytail. No idea what that means.
Wait, say it one more time.
That's pretty
Once
good.
We go on a little win streak, it will not matter. This will be in the past like a ponytail.
You know, I used to not be a big Clay guy.
I love Clay.
It doesn't make that much sense.
I used to find Clay just, you know, kind of out there. And he just used to upset me when he would miss shots because his facial expression never changes.
Gabe,
he's a little bit deeper than I gave him credit for.
Dude was like, when they got into the beef in the locker room, when he started talking loud, everybody looked over him like, I didn't know you could raise your voice.
Other news in the NBA. Great news Tuesday for the Nets and rising star Caris LeVert after being wheeled off the court on a gurney Monday night in Minneapolis with a gruesome ankle injury. Nets guard Caris LeVert will not need surgery. He has a subtular dislocation of his right foot.
I told people to chill out after that
injury. He won't need surgery. He also suffered some moderate ligament damage, but is expected to return to basketball activity sometime this season.
Good for him.
Full slate in the NBA tonight. Sixers at the Magic, of course. Jimmy's debut for Philly. Pistons at the Raptors. Dwayne Casey's return to Toronto. Yep. I have the quote here about what Kyle Lowry thinks about his old coach returning. Quote, I'm still going to try and take his head off, the team's head off.
Hey,
quote. Kyle Lowry and Dwayne Casey never really were. There was a lot of friction between the two of them over the years.
Do the Raptor fans show him love tonight?
Oh, they have to.
Yeah. Also, Trailblazers.
That was the coach of the year last year.
Trailblazers at the Lakers. Air quality may be a concern again tonight in L.A.
Air quality is always a concern. Corey's crib.
Palatial estates.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, the morning after. I am Gabriel Moretzi, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, sitting alongside Michelle Serpico, the birthday girl. Woo-hoo. Happy birthday to Michelle Serpico.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, oh, I like that. Oh, God.
Wow.
Look at Nick in the corner.
Oh, why has he got a black eye?
Oh, boy.
I guess that's, we got Joel Embiid there.
My boy. Who's that? Wait, let's see.
That's Joel Embiid.
That's, oh, Blake Bortles. Love him. Oh, I love this.
Yes, Joel Embiid, all your favorites,
Michelle. All my favorites.
That's dope.
Thank you, Ventura.
Great picture.
That is a great picture.
That's a good picture.
Yeah, great picture as
thanks.
Well.
Thanks.
What are you thinking of there? You look like you're deep thought.
I was thinking of how we were going to win the Super Bowl because I didn't really think we were.
I had
that photo shoot. I was having visions, but my visions that I was thinking out the window happened.
Oh, nice.
Like when was this? This was right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was like Super Bowl week.
It was like we were
thing.
In the playoffs, and I was like, "All right, come on, guys, we got to do this." And then look at my hands; they look so big.
Yeah, all that's missing. Like,
that was my caption too. I was like, "Me and Nick Foles have the same size hands."
BDN.
Yeah, you're securely hanging. No one can knock that football out of you.
No, like, one.
You're hanging on to the rock
between my bosom and my hands. Yeah, you can't get it out.
All right, so happy birthday to Michelle Serpico.
Thank you.
That's great ball control. What are you looking at?
That's what he just said. I don't know. I really don't know. I think I'm thinking of how we could win the Super Bowl because I really didn't think we would.
You're looking at Tony Romo. That's what you were looking at.
Maybe I was looking for Blake Bortles.
There he is.
No, Blake Bortles is outside your window in Jersey City, Michelle.
Probably no. Not. Definitely not in my neighborhood.
I feel like you're dreaming of, like, burgers.
Well, that is probably a more accurate.
I can see that.
We should almost play the game. Caption this photo.
I'm dying at the Nick thing, though.
Yeah, caption this photo.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
All right, so Joe Lisi is going to join us in about half an hour. We'll talk some college football. We've talked a lot of basketball. Let's jump into the Le'Veon Bell stuff a little bit more right now as far as where will Le'Veon Bell end up? Where is the best spot for Le'Veon to end up? You can feel free to let us know. Fire me off a tweet, actually, at SportsRage. The Miami Dolphins are a team that a lot of people are talking about, but I'm not so sure the Dolphins want to put that type of money on the table.
No, the Dolphins are not going to do that.
There's a couple of, you know, really very good football fits that we'll jump into. The morning after continues.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more. Boo! Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
The Morning After continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart Radio, Armed Forces Networks, Siri, Alexa, Amazon, and a bunch of other places. We appreciate you joining us here this evening. Joe Lisi will join us in about 20 minutes time. Let's talk some college football, as the college football season is winding down. We have some action tonight. Don't look now, man, but the Buffalo Bulls are actually a 9-1 football team. And the Buffalo Bull basketball team is actually very good as well.
They play Ohio tonight, right? What's up, baby?
They're both better than the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Like the Buffalo...
Ohio and the Buffalo Bulls.
Yeah, like the University of Buffalo is kind of... That's the it stuff right now in Buffalo. And the Sabres are actually not sucking so far, too. But nobody cares about Buffalo Athletics
in
Buffalo.
Like, only you.
I tried to... I went to Buffalo before. I've been to Buffalo a lot.
Oh, okay.
But I tried to get, like, Buffalo Bull gear.
Hard to find?
Like, I wanted, like, a full... I wanted, like, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to support the Buffalo Bull.
You wanted a tracksuit or something like that.
I wanted a tracksuit, yeah. Like a winter jacket. Like, yeah. I wanted the...
You wanted to be a Buffalo
Turner
Bull.
When Turner Gill was the coach.
All right, okay.
Years ago. And I was like, you know what? Let's say I'm a Bills fan. I'm going to support...
They wear green, right?
Who, the Buffalo Bulls?
Yeah.
No, they wear blue.
Blue and red, like the Bills.
No, white and blue.
Same thing.
White, they're like the Bills without the red.
Without sucking.
Yeah, well, no, normally the Buffalo Bulls do suck.
Okay, okay.
But they just happen to have their stud quarterback right now.
All right, cool.
But yeah, they're playing tonight. But yeah, I was in Buffalo, and in all the sports stores, they had more like Duke stuff and Michigan stuff than Buffalo Bulls.
Cool teams.
Yeah, like the Buffalo Bulls, they really don't. That's why the Bulls last year, they went 6-6, and they couldn't get in a bowl game because they can't sell any tickets.
And they can't get no support.
Yeah.
Oh, but Ohio is laying 2.5 tonight.
Yeah, it's a bad line. The Buffalo Bulls are going to win the game.
Interesting.
Last night, we gave you guys Ball State, if you tune into the radio show, as we come on at 4 o'clock. All right. Le'Veon Bell. Where is he going to end up? Now, let's go through each team here. As far as what the sports books are saying, the odds makers, all right, because we can actually lay this down right now. The New York Jets are the favorites right now to land Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, not going to happen. They can't put no pieces around him.
Now, the thing with the New York Jets is, when have the New York Jets ever really shown? When was the last time the Jets spent a ton of money on a free agent?
They tried to get Kirk Cousins.
That is true.
They was going to empty the tank for Kirk Cousins. Didn't happen.
That is true. You know, so they tried to get Kirk Cousins. Other than that, like, have they ever, there's a history of them spending big money?
Nope.
And one thing, too, I don't know. And I don't know, you sort of throw it out the window, but supposedly Le'Veon Bell has told people he'd never play for the New York Jets.
I don't blame him.
That the Jets are like, no, he would go to the Jets. That's like the one team. Now, the Jets are the favorites here. I just don't see it.
Not going
to
happen.
The Jets general manager seems to be relatively clueless. It's not like the Jets are building anything. Like, the Jets are sort of all over the place. You know, Sam Darnold is, you know, the development slowed down with Darnold. You don't have any wide receivers. Now, don't kid yourself. If they gave Le'Veon Bell a ton of money, then he would probably go there. But I don't see it happening. Number two, the Oakland Raiders.
Ah, the Oakland Raiders.
Never. I don't get the Oakland Raiders here at 5-1.
No.
You get it from the perspective that the Raiders like to make a splash off in. Le'Veon Bell's a maverick, renegade type of player.
Yeah, they're dumping salary. They're not bringing salary
If you've watched the Raiders play, they're tanking games.
Yeah.
They're trying to get as many draft picks as possible to build up for Vegas. By the time they get to Vegas, Le'Veon Bell will be 29, 30 years old and beat up by then.
It's over.
So I don't understand that you're burning your money at 5-1 on the Raiders right now.
No, I haven't
heard
it.
Which leads us to
I know the answer.
The third team.
The Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Not going to happen.
Which would be the Pittsburgh Steelers' kind of worst nightmare.
Yeah.
The Eagles, you know, reportedly were thinking about trading for him, but they didn't step up to the table with this. Now, the Eagles have shown aggression. The Rosen, what is it? Howie Rosen, the GM. He's shown a lot of aggression over the last couple of years, and he's done a nice job. Yet, at the same point in time, this is a big freaking commitment for a running back. All right? And he wants, like, wide receiver / quarterback money. He's not going to get it. And I don't know if the Philadelphia Eagles are going to want to give him this type of money and sort of build a team around him.
Nope. The way Peterson used his running backs, They're not looking for
it. They're more like,
cow.
Yeah, by committee.
Yeah, they're running back by committee team. You don't pay
but
Bell.
But a lot of guys, a lot of teams, Corey, GMs, they don't, they're going to say the same thing. You're going to be like, there's no way in hell I'm paying a running back $17, $18 million a year.
I got a guy.
If he's not even happy,
I
at 14.
I got the team, Gabe. When you tell me, when you say, when you're right, so the we'll team, see. We'll go put the bet in.
Well, this might be the next team right here. The four selection at plus 700 to land Le'Veon Bell. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Not Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got too much going on. They got an offseason where they got to figure out what they're going to do with Jameis. They got to figure out what they're going to do with Cutter. Mm-hmm. They might have to rebuild that whole coaching staff after this year.
And another thing is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are freaking cheap.
That's true, too.
The Glazers are cheap. Like, they that's not happening. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, not happening. The Green Bay Packers, plus 750. Not going to happen. The Green Bay Packers aren't about egos. They're not about superstars. They already have Aaron Rodgers. They like Aaron Jones. They think Aaron Jones is good, and they're not going to give, you know, it's a community-owned team. They're not going to give Le'Veon Bell $17, $18 million a year. It's not happening. Which leads us to the next team on the board, the San Francisco 49ers. 9-1, plus 900.
Not going to happen. Kyle Shanahan, they listen, like I say all the time, Shanahan's not about the Jims and Joes. He's about the X's and O's. He figured he can get a player in there, coach him up.
I don't know, dude. Sam, I would not.
System-based offense.
I would not discount San Francisco.
Scheme-based offense, not a player-based offense.
You look at Shanahan and the success that he had in Atlanta with Coleman, with Freeman. Shanahan likes running backs.
System, though. System, Gabe.
Yeah, system. Le'Veon system. Bell can play in any system.
I get it, but you can get somebody not named Le'Veon Bell that don't cost you $20 million to play in that system, Michelle.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's true.
Now, this team would probably be one of the more scarier ones and would actually be a very good football fit. And this team actually has the money. And in fact, get this, they're actually going to have upwards of they got $125 million. I think they have like $67 million of cap space. And I'm talking about the Indianapolis Colts.
Ding, 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 ding.
The Indianapolis Colts with Le'Veon Bell and Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton.
That's the team.
Now, you've never, and that this would be like a, this is like a diamond ring or something. It's like if you got a diamond ring today, Michelle, and I'm not even saying an engagement ring, but just like pure rocks.
Yeah.
Pure rocks for Andrew Luck, who's never really had that superstar type running back ground game to rely on. And you imagine Andrew Luck being able to throw the ball and just dump it off to Le'Veon Bell and Le'Veon Bell lighting it up with that offense. You know, the offensive line has gotten a lot better with the Indianapolis Colts. They have money. Frank Reich is a great offensive mind. He would know how to work Le'Veon Bell into the mix here. So you like him to the Indianapolis
Ballard
Colts.
Is a GM that's trying to bring that team up.
Well, he's getting them more physical.
Look at the way the offensive line is playing. You got Luck. You got Quentin
Nelson.
The
last 2 years, Ballard has drafted sort of badass, aggressive guys.
There
as
you go.
To yesteryear when they just took every wide receiver and finesse guy.
Exactly. Now you get this in the mix. They got a ton of money. You got a weak division. You got a 3-year window with Le'Veon Bell where you can make a run. The team that is going to make the biggest play is going to be the Indianapolis Colts.
Really,
and guess what?
In.
I think Le'Veon Bell wants to play for the Colts. That's an old school AFC rivalry back in the Baltimore-Pittsburgh days. I think that'll be a slap in the face to the Pittsburgh Steelers if he goes and joins Andrew
Luck.
The thing
is, they like Marlon Mack.
It's a playoff team. Marlon Mack is not Le'Veon Bell.
No, he isn't. But they like Marlon Mack. You know, do they? To me, listen, it's a good football fit, but you know, Mack is starting to come to his own a little bit. And are they going to want to commit to this much money? But it is a great football fit. Now, this next team, also very interesting, the Baltimore Ravens at 9-1.
They don't spend no money.
Division rivals would like nothing better than to stick it to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, Le'Veon Bell would be very interested in this, but the Baltimore Ravens is sort of in a rebuild mode because Flacco probably won't be the quarterback next year. Harbaugh is going to be gone. Lamar Jackson is going to be the quarterback. Does Le'Veon Bell really want to be part of that? And do the Baltimore Ravens want to spend that type of money on Le'Veon Bell?
The Baltimore Ravens are never going to spend that kind of money.
Now, the next team.
The AFC North is the five and dime division in the NFL.
This next team is actually a team that wouldn't shock me if they jumped in. And I'm sure they're going to kick the tires on this. The Houston Texans.
The Texans are an option.
They're at 12-1. You imagine you got Le'Veon Bell, Deshaun Watson, and DeAndre Hopkins. Seattle Seahawks 16-1. surprised this book doesn't have the Dolphins on the board. All right. The Morning After continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom.
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The Morning After continues. Michelle Serpico's birthday.
Yay.
Feel free to keep the birthday wishes coming. The donations, the funds. I like the balloons, though. Now it's like sort of
me
a
too.
Festive...
Right? It really feels like my birthday.
It really does. We appreciate Taylor Stevens. Basically, without Taylor and Sonny Vega, like we'd have nothing in this studio.
I know.
I'm assuming they sent you this.
I think this might have been Bones.
No, that was for me.
Yes.
Oh, was it? All right.
She loves desserts and meat, so
yes,
we got our half
my two favorite things.
All right, so do we have Joe Lisi with us right now? I believe we do. Joe Lisi joins us. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Gabe. How are you? Happy birthday, Michelle. I hope Corey and Gabe are taking you out, you know, to a nice dinner. You know, do the right thing.
She wouldn't be caught dead out in a restaurant with us.
Oh, yes, I would.
She's going out with her hot friends tonight,
Joe. Bring your wallet down here and we'll take her out, Joe.
Yeah, she's going out to dinner with her hot friends tonight, Joe. We weren't invited.
Terrible. I don't know. You guys got to step it up a little bit.
My friend planned it.
She didn't. Jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I need. I need a suit like you. That's all I need. I need the white pants. I need the blazer. All right. College football rankings come out once again. You can almost forget about the rankings right now. Now it's time to just play these games. It's the calm before the storm for these teams to get through the, you know, the sort of the gatekeepers before they get to the rivalry games next week. But the big game this week, Notre Dame and Syracuse at Yankee Stadium. It really worked out well for Yankee Stadium. And I got to tell you, I don't think too many people thought that this game would have the importance that it does right now, with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish being undefeated and the Syracuse Orangemen coming in with just two losses, an 8-2 football team, a dangerous football team, getting 9.5 points. And, you know, Joe, I've been telling people, if you think, well, you know, Syracuse, or they're okay, but they can't really play with the big boys. You know, they beat Clemson last year, and they gave Clemson all they can handle this year. So, yeah, and I'm looking at Dino Babers' record over the years, Joe, and he actually coaches his kids up. He's done very well against ranked opponents, specifically against the spread Dino Babers has.
Yeah, he has, Gabe, and he's got a big play quarterback in Eric Dungy that's a dual threat that could put – some pressure on Notre Dame's defense on the perimeter. DeVito's a solid backup as well. And they can go toe-to-toe from an offensive perspective with Notre Dame in this matchup. I think that's the game plan as well. Force an up-tempo offense of attack and force Ian Book to match them score for score. But I think Eric Dungy and Syracuse is a live dog in this matchup. I was dead wrong against Notre Dame last week with Florida State, but I think Syracuse poses a problem, and I think they push the Fighting Irish to the limit this coming Saturday.
Yeah, what's Joe? What up, my man?
How are you, Corey?
Ain't nothing much. I'm just trying to make it. You know how that go. Hey, Joe, UCF got a big home matchup this week. Cincinnati rolls into Orlando. Can Cincinnati be the one to get the W and stop all this silly talk about UCF going to the playoff?
They can. I mean, nobody's been able to do it yet against UCF over the last couple of years. They've had some offenses like Temple a couple of weeks ago that pushed them to the limit, maybe posed some problems in terms of being able to run the football. But I think Cincinnati's a legit team because they are solid on the interior, offense and defense aligns. Again, I like a lot of underdogs this weekend, and I think Cincinnati with their quarterback Ritter poses a problem. Luke Fickell, he played in Ohio State. He understands it. So I think a lot of Bearcats ready. And from a defensive perspective, They're a defense that forces turnovers and is able to score off their turnovers. As long as they can do that on the road in Orlando, I think they're a live dog this coming weekend.
I like to see that we see that Alabama's brutal schedule continues this week with a matchup against the Citadel.
Right, that's a joke that they don't ever play. They don't play nobody until they get to the playoff. It's a joke, son.
You know, this they do this.
Well, it wasn't LSU last week, a couple weeks ago. But
no, I know.
Other
but
than that, they don't play nobody.
There's too many of these cupcake games on Citadel, Alabama. It's like every 2 or 3 weeks they decide to play one of these
isn't even a
exhibitions.
Game. It's not even a line on this game.
There will be.
Okay.
There will be. There's no line.
72?
It's 51.5.
51.5.
Because they don't know whether Tua's going to play or not. Not that it matters if Jalen plays, but
I could play, Gabe.
51.5. But let's talk about tonight's games here, Joe. The Buffalo Bulls at 9-1 right now. You know, it's quite a few upstart programs that are having these monster years this year, and they can't all get bigger bowl games. But you know, the Buffalo Bulls at 9-1. Taking on the Ohio Bobcats tonight. It's on the road. Ohio are 2.5-point favorites in this game. And, you know, this is what Ohio do, man. They win 6 games. They win 7 games. They win 8 games. But they generally don't win the big games. This Buffalo Bull team seems to be on another level this year. I was surprised to see the Buffalo Bulls getting points here. I like the Bulls tonight, Joe. What's your take on this game?
Yeah, I'm with you. I take the better team with the better quarterback in Tyree Jackson, even though Nathan Rourke has stepped up for Ohio. I think Buffalo has the better defense heading into this matchup and the better defensive line play. Not sold on the defense for Frank Solich. They're giving up around 500 total yards of defense heading into this matchup. Again, Buffalo's a solid team, and they do it on the interior lines. Give me Buffalo with the 2.5 points in this matchup. I'm with you, Gabe.
The other number tonight in the MAC, you got Miami of Ohio against Northern Illinois. It was 6, 6.5 last night. It's up to 7 right now. I tell you what, Northern Illinois have been really on a roll as of late, 7-3. Miami of Ohio, they need to win both games. Next week, it's a doable proposition. They host Ball State, so it's not impossible, but they need to win this game tonight. I kind of was thinking, you know, at 6, man, like it's a little low. Northern Illinois should roll them, but you know, you're going to get a desperate Miami team. A good call by you last week. You like Miami of Ohio as underdogs against the Ohio Bobcats and Gus Ragland, and they got it done. What do you make of this one tonight with Northern Illinois as 7-point favorites?
Yeah, Northern Illinois struggled with Cato Nelson and Akron a couple of weeks ago before he got hurt, and Miami always showed me something. They stepped up against Buffalo, went toe-to-toe with the Bulls, lost that matchup. But they're playing very good football right now. And you see teams that are under the radar catching points, like Ball State got the upset over Western Michigan last night, 42-41. So I'm inclined to take the points. I like Gus Ragland. I think they have some playmakers. Miller at the running back position. Give me the 6.5, 7 points. I think Miami owes a live dog as well in this ballgame.
Hey, Lee, Joe, let me hop in here right quick, ask you about your Georgia Bulldogs. Do you think the next meaningful game they play, do you think if things are not going well, you think they can go away from Fromm in that game?
It's going to be intriguing. I mean, keep an eye out for that Georgia Tech matchup because it is a triple option attack. And even though Georgia dominated that ballgame 38-7 last year, it is in Athens, and that's where Georgia Tech seems to step up. They played Georgia very well on the road. So don't count out that ballgame. But, yeah, I think they have to go to Justin Fields. I think it's all hands on deck for Georgia. In my opinion, I'm a huge Bulldog fan, but not the same team last year with Sony Michel and Nick Chubb. And more importantly, Roquan Smith, Lorenzo Carter, Bellamy at the defensive end position. This is a different defense than it was last year. So I think it's all hands on deck. And if Fromm struggles in a playoff atmosphere, like in the SEC championship game, you might have to turn to Justin Fields. That gives them better mobility and a dual threat at the quarterback position.
Joe, I'm looking at the card this week, and it's sort of, you know, it's the calm before the storm week in college football this week. But there's quite a few teams that are on the number 5 right now. Some of them would be mean more to others, like Tulane getting to a bowl game, massive. Tulane's at Houston this week. FAU's at 5-5 right now. SMU, it's been a nice little turnaround for SMU, and I know it would mean a lot for them to be able to get to a bowl game. Baylor at 5-5 right now. Quite a few programs that are knocking on the door of bowl bids right now, Joe, coming into this week, including the Tennessee Volunteers, actually. Pruitt's done a great job turning this thing around that he's got them in bowl contention right now.
He really does. I mean, and they're not going to be easy games. I mean, I've been on Baylor all year. That game against TCU, even though they got blown out against West Virginia, they've beaten Baylor four of the last five. Charlie Brewer was suspended, so that's not going to be an easy ball game. Tennessee plays Missouri with Drew Locke. They gave up 433 rushing yards to them last year, and 2 years ago in Knoxville gave up 720 total yards of offense. So that's not going to be easy for Garantano and the crew. SMU is an intriguing team as well, so we'll see how it plays out for these teams. They're going to give their best effort, but I think Missouri's the better play in that matchup. I'm pulling for Baylor. I just hope they can do it against TCU and Gary Patterson.
How about the USC Trojans? Wow. At 5-5, and they get Notre Dame after this. You know, they're probably not going to win that football game. And, you know, at best, they could be looking at 6-6 and pretty ugly. I mean, Clay Helton could be on the way out. But if UCLA beats them, Helton's done here. But what a train wreck for USC this year, being 5-5 right now.
Horrible. And I think JT Daniels is overrated. I'm sorry. I mean, he came in Gatorade Player of the Year, but he looks like a deer in the headlights. Forces the ball at the double coverage. This is a game that USC needs to win. I mean, they could go with all the swag. They had Cal on the ropes up 14 and let that matchup slip. They don't make second half adjustments, but this is a down UCLA team. USC should be able to just run the football at will on this defense. If they can't, Clay Helton will most certainly be out of a job. But I think the Trojans rebound in a big way. This is a team that they can manhandle, Gabe, and they get off on that in terms of they love stepping on lesser competition. So we'll see how it plays out in the Rose Bowl.
Joe Lisi. Check out Joe and Rich Sermonello and yours truly as I join the crew. Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock Eastern until 1 o'clock, 3 hours of college football breakdowns. And we'll be talking a lot about that Notre Dame and Syracuse game this Saturday, including Iowa State and Texas and UCF and Cincinnati.
Are we going to the joint?
You know, I was looking at it, Corey, but this is a lot pricier than going to see a Rutgers game.
It's different than Piscataway, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of rich Syracuse alum in New York City and stuff. We'll take a look at the tickets, but at last check, Corey, $185.
Wow, to get in the building?
The morning after continues. It's Michelle Serpico's birthday, everybody. Woo-hoo. Come on, I wasn't very enthusiastic.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more. Boo! Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Halfway through the NFL season, DailyRoto.com's NFL Optimizer has already produced millions in winnings for its subscribers, including multiple winners in the hundreds of thousands and $1 million winner. And with the NBA in full swing, the DailyRoto.com NBA Lineup Optimizer is now available, and subscribers are crushing in on a nightly basis there. If you're hooked, you can now buy the DailyRoto.com Elite Package, giving you access year-round to the suite of successful tools and projections that DailyRoto.com subscribers have been using to print money in NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and PGA Daily Fantasy. And when you sign up for the Elite Package, you'll get the new NFL betting tools they've rolled out, including Against the Spread, Moneyline, Game Totals, and Player Props. So head on over to DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, and check out what the Elite Package has to offer. If you don't have a problem with winning money year-round, you're going to love it. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a special discount and start.
You see why I gave you that one? See why I gave you that one, right, Marcel? That's like a chapter of the Bible.
I like the music, though. It just makes me want to go out here tonight. Yeah, go out and party. Michelle Serpico's birthday, I believe.
We got Mama Serpico, right?
Yeah. Let me
I'm going to come sit down.
All right, let me go get her.
Yeah, we should have like a production team. There should be like people rolling her in here and
should be
sitting her down, make sure the mics are good to go.
Oh, you know, Michelle can't turn the microphone either, so I'm going to have to get up and do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd do that for Michelle. Michelle's not
all right.
Good.
So, Michelle Serpico's birthday. Her mother's decided to join us in studio, and we're gonna have her.
I'll turn the microphone.
Sit down in the studio here momentarily. This here's a story I wanted to get to here.
How you doing, Mama Serpico? Have a seat. I'm being a gentleman.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We'll get the chair. Now is the.
Yes, you can put it on. Let's see.
All right, the mics are on, and we're ready to go. So here's the tiara for the princess.
For the princess.
Princess Michelle. So it's a pleasure to meet you. Michelle, speak into the microphone. Can you introduce yourself to everybody?
I'm Michelle's mom, Sue.
Michelle's mom,
Hi,
Sue.
So,
how
Sue,
you doing, Sue Mama Serpico?
Sue Serpico.
Should I put this on?
No, you don't need it. It's a pleasure. Yeah. It's a pleasure to meet
your
you.
Hair up. Nice to meet you too.
So you must be very proud of Michelle and everything that she's accomplished, being the beautiful girl that she is. And look, you're just beaming right now.
Beaming. I know. I'm so happy she's here.
Aw. Thank you, honey. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Tomorrow's
Yeah, really? Yeah, that's crazy.
I was a birthday present.
How y'all planned that? Yeah.
Yeah, see.
I'm sure you get confused for being sisters all the time.
Yeah. Okay. We do.
I just had a couple of people on the bus talking to me and promoted your show.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. You did, huh? You watch my daughter and check out. That's good.
Yeah. Cool. I like that.
We need all the promo we can get.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We need some help.
I showed a picture of you, Corey.
Oh, thank you.
All right. I said he was from Brooklyn.
All right, cool.
He's a mayor of Corey.
You figured he might know me. Yeah.
you carry around a Brooklyn. Picture of Corey? Like in your wallet?
No, she has.
It's like your adopted son, and here's Corey.
No, it was on Michelle's Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. I still have to get Instagram.
Yeah, you do still have to get
Instagram. We've been waiting for that.
We've been waiting for Gabe to get it.
Yeah, I've got
it. He's not good looking enough to get it. I said, yes,
well, I don't do a lot of pictures, right? But we got to start. I'll just take pictures of Michelle and put them on my Instagram, and it'll work out. All right. So this is the time, and it's perfect time that you joined us right now. Mm-hmm. This is the time of the show when Michelle sort of gets us caught up to date with stories that we missed.
So this story is pretty crazy. A West Milford, New Jersey resident went to the Jets game. They lost, typical, Sunday blowout. And he got pulled over after the game. And when the cops pulled him over, because he rear-ended someone, and no one got severely injured, but there were injuries. So when they pulled him over, they found out that he had drank 3/4 of a bottle of bourbon, smoked some weed, he had rolling papers.
Oh, my God.
And when he asked why he did it, he said, because the Jets suck.
Yeah, that's
I saw that. Yeah,
he said, I drank too much because the Jets suck. This guy's got a great name,
too. And
he's
got a smile on his face.
Yeah, Christopher Grayshock.
I like that, too.
Grayshock's got like a sort of a sly grin on his face. And he rear-ended somebody at 5:15, but he ended up in rougher shape than his beloved team when cops found him lying in the grass next to his ride on Route 23. When he tried to stand and talk, he stumbled, later failed a sobriety test with a blood alcohol content of 0.13. Police searched his car. They found 3/4 gone of a bottle of whiskey and a partially smoked marijuana joint.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, dear God, along with rolling papers.
Yeah, but look at that. He had the paraphernalia and all of that.
Yeah, he was charged with DWI, reckless driving, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, having an open container, operating a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol, and being charged with being a Jet fan.
Yeah, no, that's
we added the last part in.
Tough crime right there.
You almost figured it'd be like the sympathy.
Yeah, you're like, take a little ticket.
You're a Jet fan.
Yeah,
you had a rough day. You lost by the Bills. You lost to the Bills by 31.
Like, I personally think Rutgers fans should be allowed to leave drunk.
Yeah, no doubt.
If they close the roads, though, so no innocent people can get hurt.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Piscataway,
New Jersey. They should have, like, the voluntary drunk driving highway.
Right there at Piscataway, New Jersey.
Yeah, like basically, like, so you don't, no innocent people get hurt.
Yeah.
It's basically, yes, I'm hammered. I'm willing to risk it with other hammered people. So, you get in the lane, and it's basically like just a bunch of hammered people.
Yeah.
I bet you there would be less accidents than the sober people, because everyone drunk would be going slow.
And then they kind of more free and easy.
Slow down, you crazy idiot.
I think that would be high, not drunk.
Yeah, that's true, too, Michelle. You make a good point. Let me ask you a question, Mama Serpico.
You know, in Germany, actually, though, I was just going to say, Corey, in Germany, you can go as fast as you want on the Autobahn.
That normally leads to bad things.
No, they have less accidents because everybody's going the same speed.
Oh. Interesting.
You have more problems when people are going different speeds.
Okay, all right. Well, I didn't know that. You know,
right.
Mama Serpico, can I ask you a question?
Right.
you even watching the
don't
program.
Don't ask her for a loan, Corey.
I'm not. For the last eight months, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, the Jackson 5 and all of that stuff. Has there been any incidents where you said to yourself, oh, my God. Like, Michelle, you didn't know that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
A couple.
Yeah, there's been a couple that have put me in there like, uh-oh, I hope her dad didn't hear that.
Last week was one of the, I was rewatching the show, and last week was one of the great, one of the good ones. Gabe was asking, how do NASCAR drivers use the bathroom?
Oh, I didn't see
And
that.
Michelle said, they squat and hover. And I'm like, no, Michelle, not how do you use the bathroom. We're talking about NASCAR drivers. And when you came in here this morning, when you said she said you was coming in here, I was like, I got to ask Mama Cervical if she saw that one.
That I missed that.
Yes.
Now I'm going to have to go Google that.
Yeah.
What else do you have for us, Michelle?
So Jimmy Butler, the new Sixers.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, the malcontent.
Yes. He wanted us all to know that he's a great teammate. Bones
of course
has
he
the sound downstairs.
That's
of
what
him.
It is, but I think I'm a I'm an incredible human being, teammate, and I'll show that to the guys that are here.
Did he just say, I think I'm an incredible human being as well?
And
can we replay it? Then he goes, I think. I like how he said, I think I'm an incredible human being.
Did he out? It is what it is, but I think I'm a I'm an incredible human being, teammate, and yeah. I'll show that to the guys that are here.
I don't think your teammates.
A little bit excessive, like incredible. You know, incredible human being is like, you know, one of these ladies on like the CNN Heroes that, you know, is taking in battered women, running a shelter. You know, there are like incredible human beings. I'm not sure like threatening to kill Karl Anthony Towns and allegedly sleeping with NBA players' girlfriends is being like an incredible human being.
Well, he thinks it, Gabe. That's all that matters.
I think you think it too.
Be the change you want, Gabe.
I think you think it too.
Be the change you want, Gabe.
That's what Corey tells himself before he goes to bed. He looks in the mirror. I'm an incredible human being.
I do think so, Gabe. I do think I'm an incredible human being. I've done a lot of
things.
I've done a lot of things in my community.
What have you done?
Right?
I'm the mayor, Mom.
I'm thinking a lot of things you've done in your community. I imagine what you smoked weed in the community. You're right. You've supported local bodegas by buying alcohol in the community
and rolling papers.
You kept local girls, local girls busy and with local establishments where there's music and alcohol.
Hey, listen.
Right. You've helped a lot of people out in the hood.
I've helped a lot of single mothers, Gabe.
No, you haven't helped out single mothers. You've created single mothers.
Don't do that, Gabe. I talk to them kids every morning, Gabe.
I'm just busting. Go on, Michelle.
Ex-Ohio State coach Zach Smith is calling BS on reports of racially charged altercation, which we spoke about yesterday, with a receiver at a 2017 practice. So after the incident, Brett McMurphy, of course, reported it, and Zach Smith said, ha, 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 you want to talk about reaching? Now I'm a racist and got into a fight? You really must be bored, Brett.
So yeah,
these two don't get along.
They do not get along.
This is what I brought up earlier, though, with Rashad McCants, in which basically the mother and father of this kid confirmed the story.
Right.
So what was this kid? Did this kid call his dad crying? Saying, I want to leave here. Like, did they make that part up?
Yeah.
You notice they just, like, they discount and they discredit. It's sort of like the, you know, in a sense, like the Me Too stuff.
Yeah.
It's victim blaming.
It is. It's the victim blaming. Yeah. Well, she's, you know, she's crazy. Ah, she's drunk, right? Like, it's always, well, the father, what, he's got an axe to grind.
Yeah. Oh, he's
so every father in the hood is a liar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Especially what it comes down to.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she's just some poor lady. And, of course, she's lying because she doesn't like Ohio State either.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why? What does she have against Ohio State?
Right.
The reason she doesn't like Ohio State is because you called her son a bitch-ass N-word.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's why she doesn't like Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a nice thing to call somebody.
I like how Ohio State, too. Now they're threatening Urban Meyer, pretend to be, sorry, Ms. Serpico.
It's okay.
We're keeping it real here.
Yeah.
All right, I'll shut up. Go on, Michelle. This time you got something lighter and fluffier here? Come on.
No, I don't. Not I got really. Some sad stuff today.
All right, bring
so,
it on.
Off-court overshadowed the Golden State Warriors' 110-103 victory over the Atlanta Hawks on Tuesday as the team announced it suspended Draymond Green for the game following an altercation with Kevin Durant on Monday. Durant said, obviously, it's definitely weird he's not here. S happens in the NBA. He also said, I'm sure it will. It's a long season when asked about
if it'll happen again and what's going
on. I like that they admit to it. Oh, yeah, it'll happen again.
Yeah. But I just saw before I was on Bleacher Report, and actually Clay had just commented on it, and Clay said, let's see what Clay said.
Oh, Duke is up to minus 25.
Clay said, once we go on a little win streak, it will not matter, and this will be in the past like a ponytail.
People, it's sort of like seeing a successful couple. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you have a successful couple, your neighbors,
yeah,
people are envious of them. And then people, like, hear them arguing in the backyard.
They'd be like, I told you.
It's like, yes.
Yes, I told you.
Yeah, yeah. People are like, oh, and I can say, you know, people love this gossip.
Yeah,
oh,
they, no, they want to see
it. You hear the Johnsons were fighting in a parking lot over there.
I told you everything wasn't good over there. Yeah. I told you because I saw where he liked that girl's picture on Facebook, and I knew she was going to say something about that. And that's how it sounds.
Now the cracks, you know, the cracks sort of begin. But I tell you what, there's definitely general managers out there right now thinking, oh, yeah,
maybe
we're getting Durant. We're getting Durant. We're getting Durant. After the case. All right. Bob in Vermont, actually.
He called back?
No. It's one call for a show, Bob. I see in the chat. He goes, please, can you tell...
He called in the beginning.
Can you tell Michelle's mother I said hello, please? Do you know Bob in Vermont?
No.
Oh, you don't know Bob. Oh, Bob.
Yeah, Bob, you know Bob. He calls in.
Bob. Well, I know him from a voice.
Hi, guys.
Bob has a thing.
Hi, Bob.
Mama Serpico don't
have a voice. I hear his voice.
That's your mother? I'm Michelle's mom.
Holy crap, it is Bob.
Very beautiful.
Oh, he said you're very beautiful.
Aw, you're so sweet.
Settle down, Bob. You're going to hit like now the mother and the daughter?
What the hell is wrong with Bob?
Well, she's very pretty.
Of course she's pretty. She's Michelle's mother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that you girls ladies are awesome.
Aw, thanks,
Bob. You're going to have a future son-in-law very shortly, too.
No, I don't know about that.
Well,
they don't last long.
Well, there you
She's
go.
Like, nah, she wants to say, you're not. That's some good stuff right there.
That is some good stuff. I don't get too excited.
Yeah, you wait until before you get emotionally attached, right? Yeah. I thought I was hearing Bob's voice in my head or something like that.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, the morning after continues.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right, the morning after continues. Can we?
I like this song.
We right have here a second or two, or is Bob on the line now?
I like this song. This
does Bob have something to say?
This is from
So Bob though. Bob
this is from Remember the Titans. Yeah, I love this song. Bob, well, I love that movie.
Bob in Vermont's really, really feeling it today. Though he got to Michelle Serpico a happy birthday. Spoke to the mother, and he found out that, you know, really, that Michelle and Jake might not be quite as locked
they
in.
They might not
as,
make it through lunch after that comment.
No, basically, we will. She's kind of joking.
Like Michelle Serpico's, she's kind of joking.
She didn't seem to be joking at all.
Yeah. She's like, oh,
she's right on top of that.
I don't get excited. They don't last long.
I think that's an indication of that's about you, Michelle.
So yeah, Bob's saying, man, I got a chance right now.
Yeah, right.
You hear that, Bob?
No, you don't.
You hear that?
No, you don't.
Miss Serpico approves.
Miss Serpico ain't going to approve of Bob.
I said Bob's a nice guy.
No, he is a nice guy.
Self-employed. Professional horse handicapper.
That's true, too. He does handicap the horses.
Bob's a professional slot jockey.
He does a good job at that, too.
He lays it down. So that was fun meeting Michelle Serpico's mother on Michelle's birthday here. Bone's going to get us caught up to date. Surprisingly enough, we've gone a couple hours at Ohio State, like punching or offending or molesting somebody.
Look at that. Good job, Ohio State. Nobody got called to BAN today. Look at that.
You know, and in fact, I want to congratulate the Big Ten Conference as a whole for going 10 consecutive minutes without touching a child, illegally paying somebody.
Taking the shoe.
Standing, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so taking the backdoor shoe deal.
And I'm actually sure that, you know, I'm wrong about this. Like, I'm sure someone's going to say, no, no, in the last 10 minutes, this happened.
I'm waiting for Mr. Sussman to grab the headset and be like, no, 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 breaking news.
Yeah.
What's weird is, too, the Ohio State is number 10 in the AP poll, or in the college football rankings, playoff rankings, but in the coaches poll, they're number 8. Are the coaches giving them Urban Meyer, you know, is it the coach fraternity sticking together saying, oh, no, they're as good as 8 when the rankings are saying, no, they're not good? Because they played bad last week.
Now, I believe Zach, so I better be careful what we say about Zach Smith. He's pretty litigious.
Yeah.
He's threatening to sue everybody right now, right?
But telling the truth.
I think Urban Meyer brought up a lawsuit yesterday as well. Yeah, we'll get you caught up to date in the Big Ten's corruption on the other side.